This is All Things Considered on NHPR. I'm Peter Biello. The University of New Hampshire has developed an app to help survivors of sexual assault. The app is called YouSafeNH and provides information on local resources such as crisis centers, hospitals, and police. And we are joined today by the project's director, Sharon Potter. She is Associate Professor of Sociology and Co-Director of the Prevention Innovations Research Center. Sharon, welcome to the program.
Thank you very much.
How does the app help survivors of sexual assault?
So that's a great question. So just to give you a little bit of background, in March 2015, a former state trooper came up to me at a meeting and said, I really wish there was a way to bring all of the resources that we have in New Hampshire to really support survivors. So in New Hampshire, we're really lucky. There are a lot of resources when someone has been a victim of sexual assault, and there's also a lot of resources for friends and family to help a victim. But you can just imagine a 20-year-old distressed young woman who has just been raped, and how do we get these resources to her so she can use them? And so really, that was the impetus for the project. When the former state trooper said this to me, I said, well, let's do this. And we pulled together a team of different stakeholders from around the state to bring this project together.
At what point in the aftermath of a sexual assault would someone use this app?
So immediately afterwards. So we know that 95% of college students, when they're a victim of a sexual assault, do not immediately call the police. They most likely will tell a friend. And what the friend can do is it'll be geospatially worked together so that if you are in Durham, New Hampshire, you're going to get the specific resources that are in the vicinity of the UNH campus. And there'll be things like the hospital where you can get a sexual assault nurse exam, a forensic exam following the report, as well as resources for the individual campuses, resources for the hospitals, the police. So everything will be geographically configured.
Understood. So you mentioned a situation in which, you know, a victim would tell a friend. But for the most part, this system is designed for those who elect to get the help.
So there's different... When you log on to the app, the first thing you're going to see is it going to say, do you need this for yourself or do you need this for someone else? And under the someone else category, there's friends, there's families, there's faculty, staff, community, business owners, as well as prospective students. So depending on how you click on the app, you'll get the most appropriate information. So if you're a friend, there'll be things that you can say and do to help your friend.
Understood. This app isn't available yet. It's scheduled to be released in the fall.
Right.
One of the features in this app is that there are questions and answers, and you can click on the question you want to see the answer to. And one of those questions is, what is consent? How is this app defining consent?
So this app is just using consent in a very general way. I know that a lot of both New York and California have laws about consent. New Hampshire doesn't have a law about consent. But the way that this app is defining consent is whether or not the person has indicated that they have agreed to each specific act.
Okay. And does this app do anything in the way of preventing sexual assault?
That's a great question. So in terms of the app, we have all sorts of different ways that suggestions that people can do to prevent a sexual assault. Like if they see a situation that doesn't look right, we'll have different ways that people can intervene, right? But really, this app is really meant to be, how do we give all of the resources in the state to that young person who's distressed or the friend or family that wants to help the young person?
It's designed to be available for all New Hampshire colleges. What are your plans for broader distribution of the app?
So we were lucky enough to win funds from the Entrepreneurs Fund of the New Hampshire Charitable Foundation, and that is going to allow us to distribute the app on the 23 campuses in New Hampshire. And what we hope to do is license it to the other states, so they can buy it for their campuses, and the revenue that comes back will continue to support students to build and improve the apps.
Well, Sharon, thank you very much.
Thank you.
That's Sharon Potter. She's co-director of the Prevention's Innovation Research Center at UNH, and she's talking about a new app called YouSafeNH, which is designed to connect survivors of sexual assault with help. The app was developed in collaboration with the New Hampshire Coalition Against Domestic and Sexual Violence, the New Hampshire Attorney General's Office, and the State Police. This is NHPR.